another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The time is 9:25 a.m. The place, the office of the police commissioner of Midland City.
Well, good morning, Miss Helfinger.
Oh, good morning, Commissioner.
Anything for me this morning?
Yes, several items here.
Fine.
One, the mayor of this city has been hospitalized with a broken mouth.
Two,
the 913 jet for Acapulco has landed on Finkston Boulevard.
Four,
the Luftwaffe has apparently struck our only major industry.
And five?
And five, there are 122 campfire girls waiting in your office.
Well, one might very well ask, just exactly what is going on here?
Just exactly what is going on here, Miss Helfinger?
It all began at 9:13 a.m. While winging his way across the Midland City skies, the winged warrior encounters the 9:13 jet bound for Acapulco. 9:13:10, the 9:13 jet lands on Finkston Boulevard for minor repairs. 9:13:20, the winged warrior decides that he must be left wearing nothing. 9:13:40, the winged warrior makes an important discovery.
There is a sun-kissed pond directly below whose gentle waters will receive my plummeting body.
9:13:50, the mayor of Midland City cuts the ribbon at the grand opening of Midland City's first large industry.
And so, my fellow citizens, this great Midland City potato chip factory, employing more than 37 persons, will give to our city's jobless long-needed work. Oh, it is as if the heavens above opened wide, showering our city.
The mayor is rushed by ambulance to the Midland City Hospital. 9:14:50, the winged warrior, satisfied that his only injuries are a sprained ankle and nervous tension, quickly covers his body in a cellophane wrapper made from empty potato chip bags and hobbles his way into the woods adjoining the crushed potato chip factory. 9:15, Troop 49, Pack 13 of the Midland City Campfire Girls get the shock of their life. And that's it, except for an announcement later in the morning issued by the governor from his mansion in the state capitol.
I declare Midland City to be under a state of martial law, and therefore all troops will report...
What an exceedingly strange series of events that have well-nigh crippled Midland City, if not our hero.